This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump says he will drop his efforts to get a citizenship question on the 2020 census and will instead order all government agencies to turn over all information they have about citizens, non-citizens, and illegal aliens. Speaking at the White House, Mr. Trump said he would leave no stone unturned to get what he called a clear breakdown of the U.S. population.
It would take 3 days.
I am hereby ordering every department and agency in the federal government to provide the Department of Commerce with all requested records regarding the number of citizens and non-citizens in our country.
The president's action
must furnish all legal
after the U.S. Supreme Court blocked Trump's first effort to add the question, faulting the administration's rationale as contrived. The U.S. Constitution specifically assigns the job of overseeing the census to Congress, limiting the authority of the president over it, which complicates adding the question to the survey via presidential. U.S. officials reportedly plan to start immigration raids on Sunday and are expected to target at least 2,000 undocumented people for whom deportation orders have been issued, some as a result of their failure to appear in court for immigration proceedings. As AP's Rita Foley reports, the operation comes 3 weeks after U.S. President Trump promised to start deporting millions of illegal aliens from the United States.
The government will be looking for those who've been ordered out of the country but are still here. These raids are expected in 10 big cities, and although we're hearing they will begin this weekend, we're told it's possible they may start later. Activists are passing out information about hotlines for immigrants and increasing training to make sure they know their rights.
AP's Rita Foley. Britain said Thursday that the Iranian military vessel tried to impede the passage of a British oil tanker through the Strait of Hormuz. A British government statement said the three Iranian vessels were involved in the incident. This is VOA News. A hurricane warning has been issued as Tropical Storm Barry turns its way toward the U.S. Gulf Coast and threatens millions of residents as it could become the first hurricane of the 2019 season. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell said citizens should be ready for long periods of rain and possible flooding.
What that means is that there is a possibility, as it's moving slow, that we're going to get heavy rainfall for up to 48 hours, it could be.
Benjamin Schott of the National Weather Service said flooding is likely.
So with that coming in, we're talking about amounts anywhere 10 to 15, with locally higher amounts pushing 20 inches with rainfall over the course of Friday, Saturday, and maybe even lingering into Sunday.
Forecasters issued a storm surge warning of up to 1.8 meters for a stretch of Louisiana coastline south of already sodden New Orleans. Rain was an equal danger because the lower Mississippi River has been above flood stage for 6 months. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee on Thursday authorized subpoenas of a dozen current and former Trump administration and campaign officials as part of its investigations into Russia meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and the separation of families at the border with Mexico. Democrats who controlled the panel overrode Republican objections to give committee chairman Gerald Nadler broad discretion in authorizing him to subpoena a wide array of officials who are or have been close to the president. The list of 12 included the president's son-in-law, a senior White House advisor Jared Kushner, former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and former Deputy Attorney General Ron Rosenstein. The Army general slated to become the Joint Chiefs chairman says getting American troops out of Afghanistan would be a bad idea. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
President Trump has pushed for withdrawing from Afghanistan, but the man he's nominated to become America's top military officer is against it for now.
Pulling out prematurely would be a strategic mistake.
Army General Mark Milley telling a Senate panel the troop presence is underwriting peace talks with the Taliban, and he's also pushing for keeping modest numbers of forces in Iraq and Syria. At his confirmation hearing, Milley insisted he will not be intimidated by President Trump or anyone else into making what he calls stupid decisions.
Absolutely not. By no one, ever.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
And you can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.